Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. It's fast approaching, a big festival with Kiwanis Club of Stratford. Don Scott joins us on the phone line with details. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks for having us on.
It's a pleasure, Don. August is quickly slipping away here, and we've got a big event coming up for September with Kiwanis Club of Stratford. What's going on, Don?
Well, we've got a lot of things planned, and it's the we've been in business since 2007. When the garlic growers and the Kiwanis Club looked at the garlic industry and went, we need to do something to help these people. And it was a failing crop at that point in time, and it has since rebounded like no tomorrow, and it is now a sought after quality instead of the Chinese garlic. So we're really pleased about that, and the recovery of the garlic business, especially in Ontario, has been absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, that's true. That's well said on that. So it's the Stratford Kiwanis Garlic Festival. It is returning. When's it set to go?
We're set to go on Saturday, September the 7th from 9 to 5 and Sunday, September the 8th from 10 to 4.
Okay, and let's remind folks where it's all taking place. And I know things are still being worked out and more planning still going on. Where's it taking place and what are some of the details about it?
Complex again this year. We moved inside a few years ago because the weather was crazy. You could have snow or rain, and so I think all the vendors are certainly pleased about that. We have over 70 vendors this year, everything from cheese to wine to pork, garlic. It's more than garlic, though. It's given people in the Perth and surrounding counties a chance to come and tell us all about themselves. So we have a new one this year, Old Railway Popcorn, which is looking interesting with our tastings and pairings. And we have a lot of local artisans from Perth County and from the surrounding counties taking place. So on Saturday, the 7th of September, we have our tastings and pairings. And this year we have 11 of them. And they range from chocolate paired with whiskey to bison paired with wine and popcorn. So it sounds like it's going to be an exciting time on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we have the presentations, which is chaired by Lauren Francis. And we have a whole bunch of chefs lined up to come and share their secrets with the people that choose to come.
Oh, fantastic. I know people like Andrew Tutt will be on hand from Tutco Eatery in St. Mary's, Andrew Maver. These are great presentations. They're so informative.
They really are, and the presentations on Sunday are free. So anyone attending the festival can just check the time slots and decide which one or ones they wish to attend.
And again, with some of those tastings and pairings, things like Rio Thompson Candies and Junction 56 Distillery or Stonetown Artisan Cheese and Anderson Craft Ales, I mean, Don, this sounds great.
It is. We're pleased to welcome Anderson's this year, their first time. And it's been interesting because when we put those things together, you would think it would be an awful lot of work, and it is, but people are so willing to come and just share their time.
Absolutely. So that's just a sample of what's going on, and we should say there's samples, of course, as well through the weekend.
There are samples. All of the people serving alcohol from a meadery to a winery to a distillery will have samples available. It's a unique opportunity try something different.
And we should do a shout out for Richard Kneider, Simple Dreams, garlic ice cream again?
Yes, again. It's amazing. And garlic popcorn this year too. we're excited about welcoming the new people and our old friends that are always there to support us. We're welcoming them back again this year as well.
Oh, that's awesome. We look so forward to it. Again, the website is stratfordgarlicfestival.ca. And Don, as you pretty much talked about there, it's amazing. You know, the garlic industry alone, it's a big industry. And folks really experimenting with garlic. We see garlic added to more things than we never would have thought possible before.
It's been quite a rebound for them. And certainly, we're pleased that we were able to start our partnership with them and see it grow through the years. So Kiwanis is celebrating their 75th celebrated their 75th anniversary last January in 2023. And in that time, we've raised over $130,000 that's gone to support all kinds of initiatives within Stratford, including the Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund, Moms and their preschools are offered things that programs at the House of Blessing and the local community. So it really is a community initiative.
Absolutely. And the Kiwanis Club of Stratford do so much for our community. We certainly thank them for that. Don Scott with Kiwanis Club of Stratford about the Stratford Kiwanis Garlic Festival. Put it in your calendar for September 7th and 8th. Ready, set, garlic. Don, is there anything else? Or just hit the website and keep up to date?
Yep. You can buy your tickets now online at the website, for the tastings and pairings and for entrance. And we look forward to welcoming everybody back. Last year was an incredible year for us, and we're hoping to set a new record this year.
StratfordGarlicFestival.ca.
Come out and help support our growers and all the artisans and people that are there.
You bet. Again, continued success with Kiwanis Club of Stratford and the Stratford Kiwanis Garlic Festival. Don Scott, thanks so much for this, Don.
Thank you, Jamie. You have a great day.